DNA testing at birth.
Mandatory.
Mandatory DNA testing at birth. I don't agree with that.
Check that baby. No. Like, what? Check that baby. I don't care what nobody say. Check that baby. You Why? Never know. You never know.
But what, I feel like DNA testing at birth to me is like, no matter how you spin it, no matter how you try to dress it up, you are telling your wife, I think you've been cheating on me.
And there are examples where guys raise kids that aren't theirs. Like, it's like, I could understand if it's never happened or if it's not a thing, but that's a thing that happens. People take breaks, raise kids. What was that one story about the dude that, like, raised the kid, like, after they took a break and then found out that the kid wasn't his? It happened while they were on a break, or, and you know what I mean? Like, that's,
I mean, okay, during a break, I feel like I can understand that justification, but it's like, we've been together, we've been rocking together, it's been 8 years, no break, been solid, you ain't never thought I cheated on you once. If I have a baby, I carried this baby for 9 months, I just pushed out a 8-pound human
that could not be mine. You pushed out an 8-pound human.
Listen, I pushed out an 8-pound human in that delivery room, and your first question out your freaking mouth is, I want a DNA test.
Well, I wouldn't ask it because it's mandatory.
No, but I'm saying,
you know what I'm saying? Like, it's like almost as if it was like imagine if it was the norm. If it was like a flu, you wouldn't look at it like that. You get what I'm saying? Like, if it was a norm, if it was like a checkup, if it was like a flu, like, you know, like a vaccine or anything, and it was a norm, and you normally just do, what is the problem with swabbing his mouth, swabbing my mouth, and that's my kid?
If it was the norm, we wouldn't be having this conversation. Mm-hmm. It's not the norm. Mm-hmm. So people are trying to normalize DNA testing at birth, but I'm like, no matter how you spin it, you look at me, I carried your baby for 9 months, and you look at me and say,
You're making it personal.
Because I'm a woman.
Right.
And you want me to take that DNA test? Mm-hmm. I'm going to look at you like, you think I've been cheating on you?
We solid. I ain't worried about it. But I'm just saying, now if we took a break, now that's like what I'm saying, though. Like, I personally feel like 100% solid. Now, I do not agree with, like, if you are in a relationship and y'all have been solid, you really have no reason to think that she's been cheating on you, then no, I don't think you need to get a test. But I don't really see nothing wrong with it.
So yours is more circumstantial.
Mm-hmm. But okay, that's what I'm saying. I mean, but it's circumstantial.
There are dudes that are just like, no matter what, I need that baby tested.
Yeah.
That's kind of messed up. That's insane. You're making it seem like I just been cheating on you, running around here in these streets.
But it's not like, oh, you're cheating on me. It's, I think they look at it as,
what else would it be? Mm-hmm. What else would it be? Okay. How else would the baby not
solid,
be yours?
Solid,
if I wasn't out here running amok.
I don't know. Maybe like fucking a little loose sperm baby just flew in, like.
Come on. Come on. But some people do think like that. Mm-hmm. I think that's kind of, it's a little, it's like, to me, like, you've had this idea of mistrust in your head. And I'm like, I'm going to think back at how long we've been together, how long I've been pregnant, how long has this man been thinking I've been cheating on him? Mm-hmm. So, and why is it just now we talking about a DNA test? Like, I can see if that's a conversation we had before we started having kids. And maybe I'm like, maybe that's just what he needs for some security.
Some people need that, though.
But I feel like that is a conversation you should have with your partner
and like I said, I think everything is circumstantial. I think we had a conversation of, like, if we took a break and then we came back and, like, you know what I mean? Then you were pregnant within, and you could have conceived within that break. And you've admitted, like, okay, like, you know, I was talking to such and such. I would be like, yeah, we got to get that test. You know what I mean?
Yeah, no, I definitely understand that. That makes sense. Because it's like there was the possibility of another partner, of another father.
Mm-hmm.
Now, if that break don't exist and you come to me like, I need that baby tested, I'm hitting you in your face. Because stop playing with me. Why are you playing with me right now?
Moral of the story, get that baby tested.
No. Moral of the story, no. No. Moral of the story is, trust your partner. If you don't trust them, don't have no kid with them.
Also, one friend did paint it too, where he was like, his thing was, if we are not married, then I would like to get my baby tested.
If you're not married.
If we are not married, I would like to get a DNA test. If we're married, I'm cool. That's straight. That's fine. But if we are not married, I don't care how trustworthy, how much our relationship has been flourishing, I still want to get a DNA test. So I've heard that because side of it
is like more solid.
Mm-hmm.
It's more of like a, I guess,
like a show of commitment. Like it's a show of commitment and a show of trust, I guess, in my head. But I mean, you know,
it's tricky. Mm-hmm. I could get that maybe. Mm-hmm. I can get that point of view just because, like, I guess boyfriend, girlfriend, you could just like, there's nothing really legally tying you down to this person.
Right.
But marriage, I guess I could see that point of view. But still,
it's still
I don't need nobody questioning my loyalty. Like, if I'm having a kid, now I know there'd be people out here like doing whatever they want to do and running amok, like I said. I'm not that type of person.
Mm-hmm. That's what I'm saying.
I'm not just going to get knocked up by a random peanut down the street.
Wait.
Like, I'm about to like just be out here. Just,
right.
That's, but I mean, I know some people do. But that's why I feel like it goes back to that point of like, do you know your partner? Do you trust your partner? Mm. Who is the person that you're dating, that you're with? Because everyone's not going to do the same thing.
So obviously, you're saying that if I came to you, like, you have to take this DNA test, that just automatically means Janelle, like, you're taking that as Nell does not trust me.
What else would that mean? True. No, like, literally, what else does that mean?
I mean, I can't really think of nothing else, like. But it's just like, I mean, some just, you know, you test your answers, right? You double check your answers at a test, right?
Am I a test? I
mean? I'm just saying.
Is like, this an exam?
I mean, it's not an exam.
Is this a quiz?
I mean, we are, you know, you try for a baby. Like, it's a, you know, experiment in a way.
That is crazy.
I'm just saying.
That is crazy. Like, men lose their minds when they girl go through their phone when they sleep it. And you want me to be okay with a random DNA test?
It's not random. So I'm just saying, you're only saying that your only issue is if it's random. But if someone spoke to us, if we spoke about it, like, yes, like, I would like to get a DNA test.
If that's an expectation that has already been set before, you know, we even thought about kids.
Then you're good.
Then, not necessarily I'm not good, but that is a conversation that I'm like, I expect this from this person already because he has said it before. So I wouldn't necessarily be, like, surprised. Mm-hmm. But at the same time, I wouldn't be like, okay with it, because I feel like you're literally accusing me of cheating without saying the words that you're cheating on me. Mm-hmm. Like, that's literally what that is.
I feel it. I just think, you know, a kid is a big step, and I think I see why some people would want a DNA test.
So maybe you shouldn't have a kid until you trust the person you're having a kid with.
Aye.
And that's on Mixer.
And that's on Big Mix.